Pennsylvania's Democratic governor and Republican-controlled legislature have been at odds over how to best handle the coronavirus crisis on issues ranging from executive powers during a public health emergency to when to reopen the state. WLVR News Director Jenry Hill spoke with Muhlenberg College political scientist Chris Borick about politics in the pandemic and how it impacts public policy.
Pennsylvania is seeing a striking political divide between the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature on how best to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. How would you describe or characterize the current political situation in Harrisburg?
Yeah, you look at this situation, Jen, and you think about it given the stakes that are at play. We are literally dealing with the most important aspects of life. We're looking at our actual health. We're looking at our wallets. We're looking at our freedoms. You bring those things all together and you realize the types of tension that can be developed through that situation. And we're seeing that. Obviously, in Harrisburg, there's ideological differences on the role of government, where government should step in, whose power it is. We look at institutional challenges between legislatures and governors. And we're seeing that. And I think we're likely to see that for the near future.
Do you think the political divide and conflicting messages that we're hearing here in Pennsylvania, as well as maybe at the national level, is muddying the public discourse on public safety? Is it impeding the development of effective public health policy, or does it have that potential?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, when you're dealing with something that's emerging, something evolving like COVID-19, we're trying to work from the best information possible or available. And that's imperfect. Even the best science, the best measures, trying to track those during a public health crisis are incredibly hard. Getting metrics, measures, things to make fact-based decisions. So there is some legitimate debate about the facts. And then you evaluate them against the trade-offs, right? And the trade-offs right now are severe. You can imagine that sometimes those facts that are already in debate get moved around in ways to support points that might sometimes be in direct conflict with the ultimate outcome of protecting health.
There was a measure in the legislature to put more information in place about how telemedicine can be used in the Commonwealth. And the measure had passed, I believe, the Senate, went to the House, and was amended to include some restrictions that ultimately would limit a doctor's ability to prescribe abortion medication. Is it a surprise to see this coming up in the middle of a pandemic?
I think it's not surprising, Jen, in that an issue like abortion and reproductive rights has been part of our landscape for years and years. And through other situations, other crises, other time periods, advocates on both sides have tried to seize opportunities to move forth their agendas. And so even something as enormous as the public health response to COVID-19 and what seems like a very reasonable effort to expand access to telemedicine when that is in greater demand and in greater need than you could ever imagine, is going to be brought into the connection with an issue like this. So I'd like to say I was surprised to see that, given where this issue has been inserted in the past in other areas that don't seem necessarily direct or even, you know, less direct than what we're seeing here. At least it's a health issue. We can make a connection there. But yeah, even during a crisis, folks that are invested in that issue will find ways to try and merge that into the debate on other topics.
When Governor Wolf introduced his tentative plan to reopen the state, he has a color-coded phased-in system. Senator Pat Toomey, the Republican senator from Pennsylvania, released his own plan to open the state. And I had two thoughts. One is, does this have something to do with the national political election? But then I've been reading recently that perhaps the senator is considering a run for the governor's office. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I was as interested as you were, Jen. Senator Toomey has not, over the course of his time in Washington, invested himself in Pennsylvania-centric issues. I should say Pennsylvania state government issues. However, he rarely comments much on Harrisburg politics or inside the Harrisburg Beltway and focuses more on national policy and how it might affect Pennsylvania. To see him speak more directly to what should happen in the Commonwealth in an area that's generally associated more with state politics, although, you know, this issue transcends some of those Federalist lines, stood out to me. And it gives me a indication, and nothing more than an indication, that he's seriously considering a run for governor in 2022.
Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
It was great to talk to you, Jen. Stay safe.
Muhlenberg College political scientist Chris Borick speaking with WLVR's Jen Rehill about state politics in the pandemic.